Hello.
Oh, hi, Jose. It's Tina from Local Splash. I got your message earlier that you couldn't get through on this number, huh?
Yeah, I don't know why. I called at least 10 times, and it just,
wow.
It would just time out, so I'm not sure if it's this phone or not.
It could be our system, because yesterday my phone rang, and it usually rings 3 times, and then it goes to voicemail, but this time it was ringing and ringing and ringing like 7 or 8 or 9 times, so when I answered it, it was one of our tech people, and he said, oh, hi, I'm just testing the line. And I said, oh, no wonder it rang so many times that it didn't go to my voicemail. So I'm gonna follow up on that and make sure that if they were working on some updates or something, that they fix it so that you could get through, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But at least you had a workaround and you got through. So what can I do for you?
Yeah, I was trying to process that payment. I was trying to process it online, but it won't let me change the billing information, because I was just going to use another card.
Okay, so then let me go ahead and help you with that. 1 second here. Okay, so it's still the same billing address on Grenade, or has that changed for the one time or the other payment?
That's going to be the same.
Perfect. Okay. And then are you going to put the new card on file or just use it for this payment and then go back to the original for future billing?
Just for this payment.
Okay. So then let me store the first card so that I can go back in and put it in after we process. 1779. Okay. So go ahead with the card for the one-time payment with the number.
Okay. So 5144.
Okay.
4120.
Okay.
3140.
Okay.
2202.
Okay, expiration?
0429.
And the code?
374.
374. Okay. So, just to refresh your memory, I know that you're aware, but this was for the February Google Guaranteed Leads. So the one you paid last week was for January. This one's for February, so this is going to turn your leads back on. There's a small little baby invoice that they said they're going to create for March in a couple of weeks, and I think that that was just because there was, you know, a lesser amount of leads that came in March, probably towards the beginning of the month, before it went into suspension, and I think he said that that little invoice is just for $2-something. But for now, you're all paid in full, and I'll have them turn the leads back on today, okay?
Okay, that sounds
good. All right.
Will you make sure, because whenever I look at it on Google, it's still showing the same old number. Well, let me double-check that, because that was the other day.
Okay, double-check it, yeah, because they said they were able to fix it. Oh, I hope they didn't do the call. Well, you wanted the call tracking number still, but to forward to your new number, right?
Yeah, and but I think you gave 9213. I think you gave me a new call tracking number, right?
I thought that James said that he could get the same one, but let me go back and look at the notes on that. Give me 1 second, though, because I don't want to leave the billing until I put the original card back on file so that this one doesn't get dinged next month, so 1 second here.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes if I jump around too much, I'll forget to go back and switch the billing. So pull it up right now and then tell me it has the call tracking number on it, right? Because I can test it too and
see.
It says
361-202-5388. Yeah.
Okay. I'll call it, and I'll see if it's routing to your new number.
An error has occurred.
Oh, no, an error has occurred. So you're right. I think he got you a new number forwarding to this, and then he just didn't update it on your site yet, so I can get that fixed right away.
Okay. And then I think you had mentioned to me about the website. I forgot who you said that the domain was with.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So let me look at that, too. I'm sorry. It's taking a little long with fixing the billing. It timed out momentarily while I was trying to put it back in. So I just have one more button to hit and see if it sticks. And then I can Okay, so it's a Visa. Okay, good. The original card was a Visa ending in 5046, and I went ahead and stored that for future billings. And then let me look at my notes regarding the site. Because you were thinking you had to renew the domain with who you had, or did you get that domain through us? Do you remember?
No, it was the other domain, but I think I can get back. I can probably just get back to you on that later this week. If you could just tell me the name.
Oh, yeah, it
of the
says
company.
Site cannot be reached. Okay, so let me tell you. It's uplift.lawnlandscape.com.
Yes.
Okay, and I'll ask my web department, too, if there's any way that they can at least put the site up in the meantime, even if it's just on a temporary domain, you know what I mean? But I also want to look at the notes here for the call tracking because they told me they fixed it that day that you paid last week, but they probably got the new number and just didn't update it. Ordered new call tracking as past one was not available. Okay, so here's the new call tracking number, 361-306-4177. And just to be safe, I'm going to call it just to make sure that it's working. 361, because that should have already been taken care of, but they have to update it now on the site. So let's see here.
Thank you for calling Uplift Lawn and Land, your trusted services provider. For new customers, press 1.
I'll just press 1 just to test it and see if your phone's ringing now.
Yeah, it's ringing.
Oh, good. Okay, so the new call tracking works. It's just that we have to get it updated on your site and on the Google Business page and everywhere else. So I'll get that done right away, and we'll get those leads turned back on. And then you'll work on getting that, because I think it said that your domain was expiring, right? That's why the site went down? Okay. Yeah, it's probably the same problem we had originally with the card. They're probably having it. And if you just call them to renew the domain, it'll go back up. But I'm still going to try to get, like, a temporary domain in the meantime so you don't miss any calls, okay?
Okay. So what are they called again?
The domain was expiring. Do you remember who you got it from?
No, that's what I was asking. It doesn't show.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm going to search right now. I have to search for COD, which is client-owned domain, and I'll see if you ever sent us credentials with it, because then it'll tell me who it's by. I'm just searching.
Yeah, I can't even remember. Because they're like a yearly contract, right?
Yeah, it's okay. I know how that is. It's funny, sometimes I don't remember something I did last week, you know, and or I'll go somewhere today and someone will tell me something and I'll be, oh, yeah, that's easy, I can remember it, and then I'll come back and be like, oh, what was the name of that thing they told me, you know? So, yep, I know how it is. Let's see here. Called in to get access and client provided credentials during call for the client owned domain, but she didn't put what the credentials are. But that's Rena. She's the head of the web development. So I'm going to send her a message and see if she can help me and get the who that domain's by. 1 second here. That was back in 2004, her note that you had added us, so let's see here.
2000 what?
2024. You. That's when she got the credentials from you, so it was a while back. So normally,
probably like a two-year contract or something.
It
like
might
that.
Have been even. Yeah, no wonder why you don't remember who that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I just don't remember.
Okay.
I should have that written down, but.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably would have it on my laptop, but I had a virus on there, so I wiped everything.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah, or else it probably would be on my laptop.
Yeah, no, we'll get it squared away for sure. Let's just see here. I'm trying to find, you have a lot of like chat threads with your name in it, and I'm trying to find the one that has like the information about switching the phone number and the domain so I don't have to add them to like a random thread, but
okay.
Let's see, call transfers. Okay, this is a good one. I found the thread. Okay, so I'll put Rena. I'll tag their coworkers too, just so client is on the line and wants to renew his domain.
I can work on that second. My main priority is I need to get that number changed on Google before we start
being used. Of course, yeah, because now that, yeah. Also, I'm going to put, also James set up a new call tracking number. But Google Business page still shows the old tracking. And then I want to let them all know that your username to us has changed too, because you put the new number on there, which I want them to be able to see too, the corresponding thread. Okay, now I feel like I'm forgetting something. I want to think. Oh, it's through domehosting.net, so D-O-M-E hosting.net. Do you want the credentials too?
Yeah, what is that?
Okay. I'll ask her, what are the credentials for his domain? Yeah, because then maybe you can just log in to domehosting.net and put in your username and password, and maybe it'll pop up. Oh, your domain renewal is due. Click here to reactivate, you know. Then maybe you can just do it online, too. So I'm asking her.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a lot. Oh, so that's what I was forgetting. I was going to tell the Google Guaranteed department that you paid so they can turn the leads back on. I'll tell them to wait until the call tracking number has been updated too. So, Perry.
That can be done today. I know it's a little late in the day, but that would be great.
Oh, yeah. The nice thing is it's only 12:57 here because we're on the West Coast, so I think we can do it today for sure. So. I'm tagging everyone in that department so they know. I'll be like, client just paid February lead fees and is up to date. I'll put, please turn leads back on after confirming. Please turn leads back on after confirming that his new call tracking number is active or updated. So I'm going to even go one step further with them, and I'm going to tell them, you know, FYI, the new call tracking number is this. They'll all see it in the notes, but I don't want them to have to, you know, go all the way down and look for it. So,
okay.
Yeah, just like I did, so. Okay. And you wrote it down, right? 361-306, 306-4177, right?
So do it again, 361.
306. 4177.
77.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you go to placements, client-owned domain, you will find the information there. I'm working on another account. Okay, so let me go to placements. If it doesn't have the username and password, I'll just let you go and I can text it to you later because she's working on something else. But let me look in the placements. Client-owned domain. Oh, okay. I see a username is, it's all lowercase. It's uplift1295. And then the password says it's capital I, lowercase d, the number sign or the pound sign.
Yes.
And then 218-7917. So that's all together. There's no spaces between the pound or the numbers. So it's just ID, number, or pound.
Yeah,
218-7917. Oh, good. Okay, yeah, because I thought maybe that was something that the Dome hosting created, and I thought I don't want you calling back saying I can't. Yeah, there's a glitch. Okay, good. So, you know, uplift1295 is the username, and then you have the password. So, and you think you can get that renewed today?
Probably. I mean, I'll get on my laptop in a little bit and get on it. I'll have to. So I put money in the account for the Google Leads, so I have to go put more money in just to.
Yeah, I would suggest that you do it. No, I would suggest that you do it right away because you don't want somebody to see you on Google Guaranteed and then click to your website to check you out, and then they see that the site's down, and then they're not going to call you, you know? So I think that it would probably be better if that site gets back up, and then we turn the leads back on. But either way, they'll turn the leads on today, but they're only going to do it after they get confirmation that that new call tracking number is active or actually updated. So once that's done, if, you know, you get it done within the next couple of hours, that's great. If not, I'll see if, you know, what our options are as far as getting a, you know, a temporary domain or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to get on there right now on my computer and see what I can do.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for taking care of everything. It's been a work in progress. You and I are best of friends by now. We've talked so often, you know, and always reach out to me if you have any questions, okay?
All right. Sounds great.
Yeah, I even have that one more thing to check into is why you couldn't call in from this number, right? But I'm going to check with the tech team on that. If you ever can't get through, you can always reply to one of our emails or one of our texts and say, hey, please call me. And then usually it's the last person that spoke with you that'll get it. So right now after we hang up, if you have another question, probably a notification would come to me. Down the road, if you've been dealing with someone else, it would go to them, but at least you'll get, you know, they'll get the note that you're trying to call in and they'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Have a great rest of your week too.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.